I think I am getting to a point where words are starting to blur together and I don't even recognize my own handwriting. It feels like the semester barely started and we're already drowning in assignments. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I love being an English major. Being able to learn from professors who have dedicated their lives to reading and analyzing all genres of literature is such a privilege. Also, being at this beautiful campus every day is a total dream. This university looks like the setting of all my favorite dark academia books. And I guess being able to spend time with you every day is pretty cool too. I'm sorry, it's just too much fun to annoy you. I do need a little break though. Just gonna enjoy this beautiful day for a bit. I'll never get over how colourful the trees are. You look especially beautiful today. The way the late afternoon sunlight looks like it's leaving traces of gold across your body is enchanting. Okay, maybe your poetry class is causing me to speak in flowery language, but can you let me be soft every once in a while? I knew we like to joke around a lot, but there are some moments, like right now, where I can't help but express how much I adore you. I just feel lucky to call you mine. I don't know how your lips are always so soft, even with the weather being as dry as it is. Magic? Nah, it must be your lip balm or something. But honestly, this moment right now, sitting across from my beautiful partner, watching the sunset and illuminate the golden leaves, this moment might just make me believe in magic. Please, I know you secretly love it when I'm all sappy like this. Your hands are cold. Is it getting a little chilly? Do you want to go inside? Yeah. We should see if that study room with the huge fireplace is free. Let's go. Much better. It's nice that we can have the room to ourselves too. Feeling a bit sleepy? It's very cozy in here. Yeah. I don't think we're going to get much studying done at this point. How about you lie down and put your head in my lap while I read for a bit? I love your soft little smile when you're all sleepy. Don't hide your face. Listen. As English majors and avid consumers of classic literature, you and I are both totally hopeless romantics. It's practically our nature. Teasing me for being too soft right now is a little rich coming from you, I must say. Why? Because I have a full stack of handwritten love letters from you on my nightstand that are softer than a fuzzy blanket fresh from the dryer. I'm sorry, I don't mean to embarrass you. Well, I kinda do actually. I love these letters so much too. I read them anytime I'm feeling down, and they never fail to make me smile and make me feel warm inside. You know, I love how silly we can be together, and you really are my best friend. But sometimes the love and affection I feel for you just wells up in my chest and I have to express it somehow. I think you understand that feeling too. Okay, Back to my book. What am I reading? Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. Yeah, it's a fascinating story. I think I might choose to do my final essay analyzing it. There are so many great themes to discuss, like revenge, social class, and the nature of love. Heathcliff and Catherine's relationship is so passionate. It's like a flame that burns so bright, too bright, that it ends up burning others in its path and each other. I've always loved that quote. Whatever our souls are made of, his and mine are the same. Yeah, I'm not sure I believe in soulmates, and I would never want to compare what we have to this dark love story. Their love is a wildfire, but ours is. Ours is like the late afternoon sun on a beautiful autumn day. It's a soft kind of warmth that makes you feel so comfortable and peaceful. The kind of warmth that just blooms right in your chest. Our souls are made of autumn leaves and soft sunlight. Oh, don't cry. I promise I have reached my quota for waxing poetic to you for 2 days. I'm sorry, but that's as long as I can last. Don't pretend like you don't love it, though. Yeah. How about you take a little nap, and I'll wake you up in a bit for dinner? Sure. I can stroke your hair. Sleep well, love.